Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Bill Dunkelberg on the show. Dr. Bill is, he is small business's economist. He is our economist. The NFIB says he's their economist, and we're going to let him go with that. But I'm telling you, he is our guy, and for, I don't know, 40-something years now, we're working on a half century pretty soon. He's been right out of elementary school. He started this. He's been producing the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, and we've been a happy recipient of this for in our 20th year that Bill has been hanging out with us and bringing us this report. We couldn't do without him, and he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, sir. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So we're in another one of those reports that – The numbers are still awesome, but we don't like the trajectory, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, I mean, we like things always going up, but, you know, things don't always
go up. They can't always go up.
Up. I mean, you know, so, you know, sometimes they have to come down a little bit. We're still running, you know, high in the clouds. We're just not quite as high as we were before,
yeah.
That's all.
But that's not a good headline, is it? That's the problem. That's not a good headline. I mean, your new report, your optimism index, folks, is still way over the 40-something year average, but it's down from where it was over a few months ago. And so that headline is small business optimism drops. Right, Bill?
That was the headline. Although lots of the writers that I saw made the observation that, yeah, it's down, but it's still really good, and
But that's not the headline, though. See, that's in the copy. That's the lead. But that's the problem. The problem with the headlines is they're not written. The headlines aren't written by the people who write the articles.
That's what I'm
concerned about. And those headlines. Or what talk people into doing things that they shouldn't do, like believe there's a recession coming.
Yeah, or cut back on something or whatever
right.
It is.
Contribute to the recession, right? So what do you think? What do you think? Well, overall, your index was, there were the majority of your elements, of your 10 data points, were down, right?
Yeah, six of them were down. And, and nothing went up. That's the, you'd like to see something go up, one of the components, but they either were flat or down. So the index lost a point and change, and there we are at 101.8, which is, let's say 102, let's round it up, 102 versus, you know, the long run average of 98, and so we're still in very good shape here.
And that 98 was drugged down in the lost decade, eight of which was during the Obama administration, when the average number was in the 93, 94, 95 range.
Oh, yeah. We never got to the average in the Obama years.
Never
reached the average.
Never did.
So there's below average recovery.
There's something to be said for sentiment. There's something to be said for optimism. And how much do you think the tariffs are weighing on the trade debates, the USMCA, China, Europe, the Japanese trade deal, all that? What do you think that all that's impacting the optimism index?
Well, we asked our members a couple of times about that a few months ago, and about 40% said they had been impacted, mostly adversely, and about 10% said it was serious, and they were concentrated where you would expect agriculture and wholesale trades and those kinds of things.
You know, there's another aspect to this, though, and I think is really important Bill, because that really, in my opinion, adds breadth to the numbers that you guys produce. When you talk to the farmers, when you talk to manufacturers, when you talk to small business owners, and you ask them two questions. Number one, are the tariffs, is the trade negotiations affecting you negatively? Many of them will say yes. And then if you say, but do you still support the president's goals of getting these trade deals worked out? Most people in those same sectors say yes. Even though it's hurting them, they're still in favor of making this work. What do you think?
I think that's probably right. And, you know, we like the strategy, the goal of the whole thing, but the cost is starting to show up a little bit. And so
much longer, and I think sentiment will probably change in that way. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and get into more of the internals with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.